The Confluence Project would include a performing arts center, student housing, and retail space. Governor Walker has said before that he was a fan of the public-private approach to planning and funding the nearly $80 million project, but now he says he'll actively push to get it built.
It's obviously the benefit of the arts center and the economic development and the housing development and all the other things that come with that. We want to be a player in that and leverage that.
Developers want $25 million from the UW system, as UW-Eau Claire will partially own it. But Walker says there are a lot of hands in that pot, and it might be easier to get dollars to the Confluence through state grants that require local contributions.
We've done that at much smaller dollar amounts for some other projects around the state in the last capital budget, and this is something we'd look at trying to figure out a way to do something like that in the state budget.
Ben Richgruber of the Eau Claire Regional Arts Council says he'll defer to Walker on state funding, but just having the governor as a vocal supporter is a big help.
Right now, the big local push is all about fundraising, and I think that the more people see support from across the state, it worked at the city level, it worked at the county level, and now that the governor's on board, I think that'll help with the fundraising efforts as well.
Construction is set to begin this fall. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.